Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is B'Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel. Today's Daf Yomi is B'Metzia 23, and it's dedicated for Yeshua, for Am Yisrael, Hashmira, for the Chayalei Matzalah, for the Shvuyim. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing why the Talmud says that if you find pieces of meat in the street, you can keep them. But the Gemara says, but why don't we say that the type of cut or the manner in which it's cut is a simen? And so the Gemara says that amai lahave mishkal simen. Why don't we say that the weight is a sign? That why don't we say you can tell us how much it weighs? Or the Gemara says let the piece of meat itself, the cut, be itself a simen. Don't we learn about the following case that if there was fish cut in a specific manner that we're going to say that then you have to make an announcement, meaning you can't keep it. So the Gemara says, you're right. If it was cut in a specific manner, then indeed that would be a simen. And the Gemara gives the example of Rabbi Barafuna Mechatecho Atuasa Karna, that he used to cut the meat, and Rashi says when he would send it to his wife, he wanted to make sure that nobody was replacing the meat, they would cut it Atuasa Karnasa, on three corners. And Rashi here gives us an example of what this refers to when he draws a triangle on the side of the Gemara. And that would be a sign that this is our meat. But I also think that this is like a sign from Hashem, because we're studying this Daf Yomi on the eve of Purim, and it became a minhag Yisrael, a custom amongst the Jewish people, that we eat hamantashen, which are a three-cornered hat. So just like this was a sign in our Gemara for Rabbi Barav Huna, the triangle piece of meat was a sign that he was sending it to his wife, that this is our meat. This triangle is a sign to us from Hashem. Purim will be a miracle for us, and Hashem will give us our salvation and our redemption.